Masechet Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Sukkah shehi gvoah lamayla me'asar ma'ama, psula. Rabbi Yehuda Masher. A sukkah which is chach is more than 20 amos off the ground is puffle. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. The Rabbanan say a sukkah has to be a dirat arai, a temporary dwelling, but the pasuk says chag sukkah is tata lecha shivas yamim. The sukkah should be rai for 7 days. Therefore, you need a dirat arai which is good only for 7 days. Therefore, anything higher than 20 amos is not considered a dirat arai. While Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah diras kva be'inan, a sukkah has to be a permanent type structure, and therefore lamayla me'asar ma'ama is also kasher. Usheina gvoa asar tfachim. If the sukkah has chach which is less than 10 tfachim off the ground, that's puzzle. That's considered a diras rucha, a cramped type dwelling. It's not ra'i l'dira. Usheina la shalosh tfanos. If the sukkah had less than 3 walls, then the sukkah is also puzzle. Ushachamsa meruba mitzosa. If there's more sun than shade inside the sukkah, psula is possible. The reason being, because the ikra sukkah is l'shem tzel, and if we don't have tzel in the sukkah, then it's not considered a sukkah. So therefore, if the chama is more than the tzel is possible. Sukkah yishana, an old sukkah, beishamai paislin, ubeis hilo machshirin. Ezeu sukkah yishana, what is considered an old sukkah? Kol she'asa koydem l'chag shloishim yom. If the sukkah was made more than 30 days before sukkah, that's considered an old sukkah. Avuim asa l'shem chag, but if you made the sukkah with the intention to use it for sukkah, afilu me'tchilas hashana k'sher, then even if you made it already from the previous year, it's kosher. Beishamai holds that a sukkah has to be made l'shem sukkah, l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, if you made it within 30 days of sukkahs, even though you didn't specifically have sukkahs in mind, since the halacha is sholim v'dorshim behilchos pesach, koidem lepesach, shloshim yom, and the same is true by sukkahs, that we start darshining in hilchos achag 30 days before yontiv. So therefore, we assume that if you made it within 30 days, you had sukkahs in mind. And that's considered l'shem sukkah. But if you made it more than 30 days before sukkahs, and you didn't have sukkah specifically in mind, that's not l'shem sukkah. And according to Beis Shammai, you need l'shem sukkah, and therefore it's puzzle. While Beis Hillel holds the sukkah doesn't have to be made specifically l'shem sukkah, it has to be made only l'shem tzel, because the ikar sukkah is l'tzel. It has to be made that you should use it for the shade. So therefore, even a sukkah which was made before 30 days before sukkah is kosher. Masechet Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ha'oisa sukkaso tachas ilon, ki'ilu asa b'toich habayis. Somebody who makes his sukkah under a tree, it's as if he made the sukkah inside the house, and it's possible. Sukkah agabi sukkah. If he makes one sukkah on top of another sukkah, ha'elyona k'shera. The upper sukkah is kosher. Ba'tachtona psula. The bottom sukkah is possible. The reason being that, as the Torah says, b'sukkas teshvu, without a vav, which is matma one sukkah, one tzach. Therefore, the bottom sukkah, which is under two tzachos, is puzzle, as opposed to the upper sukkah, which is only under one tzach. As long as the upper sukkah is more than 10 tzachim higher than the bottom sukkah. But if it's less than 10 tzachim higher, that's not a sukkah b'fnei atmo. It's all considered one tzach. And therefore, the bottom one would be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diyurin be'olyona, hatachtona k'sher, if it is not possible to live in the top sukkah, then the bottom sukkah is kosher, since the top sukkah is not considered a separate sukkah, since it's unlivable, so it's not considered two separate tzachos. Now, if it's unlivable entirely, meaning that it's so shaky, the floor of the top sukkah, that somebody can't go in there, then even the chachamim would hold that the bottom sukkah is kosher. They're only arguing if you can live in the top sukkah, b'shata tzach, it's shaky, but you can get in there somehow. So then, Rabbi Yehuda, who says sukkah diras kva be'inan, a sukkah needs to be a permanent dwelling. So therefore, since the top sukkah is shaky, so that's not considered a sukkah. So therefore, the bottom sukkah is kosher, because it's ke'ilu, you only have one sukkah here. While the Rabbanan, who hold diras arai be'inan, a temporary dwelling, so even though the top sukkah is shaky, but since you could get in there somehow, b'di'eved, so then the Chachamim say that it's considered two separate sukkahs, and the bottom sukkah would be pa.